This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the phrase eat local is a popular one among the ag industry these days, and U of I Extension educator Lisa Peterson says it's a trend that she encourages. U of I Extension Unit 18 is challenging you to eat local from now until September, and they're offering workshops on growing, cooking, and preserving locally grown food this summer. Today, Lisa will tell us about the Eat Local Challenge and how you can take part in their summer programs.
So what we're doing is we're calling it the Eat Local Initiative, and what we're trying to do, the purpose of this whole initiative is that we get more people to become aware of all of our local food in the area, whether it's growing it yourself, caring for it, going to the farmer's market and visiting with our local producers, or knowing how to preserve and prepare food yourself, because it's going to be the local stuff. It's going to be a little bit fresher, and we're hoping it'll cut down on those processed foods on the nutrition side. You're going to be a little bit healthier, and as well as supporting our communities. So that's kind of encompassing the goal of our challenge. And what we're doing is we're challenging our citizens here of Montgomery, Macoupin, Christian, and Jersey to try to eat local as much as they can. And we're going to be helping throughout the way. Extension's really excited about this. We have a blog we just started where we're going to be visiting farmers markets and showing how to prepare some of that food you buy at the farmers markets, as well as offering classes. And if you ever visit our website, web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM, we do have classes up already for registration online. And this whole grant is actually funded by the Lumpkin Family Foundation, who is happily covering all of our extra costs of this. So all of our programming is being offered free through this challenge, which is great news. So we're actually teaming up. Me and our horticulture educator, Andrew Holsinger, are going to be doing a series of classes on growing and preserving. We're doing cucumbers, tomatoes, strawberries are the other big one. And we'll be doing different classes within those. So he'll be talking about how to grow and how to care for those foods. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the nutritional value. You'll get a recipe book full of recipes relating to that food, so cucumbers, for example, and then we'll also be pickling in that class. So there will always be a hands-on component with all of our classes. So you'll get to actually be doing something in these classes and taking home what you're making, as well as recipes, and hopefully a little bit of peace of mind as well.
Well, it sounds great. You've definitely got a lot of things to look forward to, and you mentioned some of these when you were explaining what you were challenging people to do around the area, such as, you know, local food is healthier, but, you know, there's some other things I think by eating local, it benefits us as well. I mean, it's closer, so that's got to have some cost savings, and it's not, you know, coming from as far away. So, Lisa, could you maybe explain that side of things?
Sure, sure. Some of those perks of eating local.
Yes.
Beyond that, like I said, it does support that local community. Actually, locally purchasing foods, research shows that about on average, 65% of your dollar stays within the community when purchasing food locally, as opposed to only 40% when shopping at larger chain stores. So economically, it's a huge benefit for the community. Another thing is protecting the environment. If you're concerned about fossil fuels and how far our food's traveling, the average food or produce that's in our grocery store travels about 1,500 miles to the grocery store, as opposed to the food that's purchased locally, which cuts down on that transportation cost from farm to fork and helps it kind of reduce those greenhouse gas emissions as well. And again, when you're buying locally, you know where that food is coming from. You know it's not going to contain all these extra preservatives because it didn't have to travel as far to get to you.
Would you consider this kind of a trend right now or a fad? I really think there's been a lot of interest lately over the last couple of years. If I think back to 10 years, I don't know if we were doing as many programs as we are now about eating locally in farmers markets. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, this is definitely the fad I can jump on board with. We talk about all these crazy diet fads, but the eat local fad is one I do encourage, just because it's something that it keeps that money within the community. We get to know our food. We know where it's coming from. We're supporting local families who are producing all this food for us. And we are eating healthier because we're eating fresh produce. We're eating stuff that hasn't been boxed up and sold to us. We're eating food that's produced in our backyard. And, of course, that is encouraging more fruits and vegetables, which if you come to my classes, I'm always encouraging more and more of those fruits and vegetables, which should be half your plates, which is great because we're eating within season then. So it's a lot fresher, and you get a few more nutrients from that as well.
Well, great points that you made. And Lisa, I think you already mentioned this, but obviously it's local and so it doesn't have to travel as far, so we're not using those preservatives. And I think a lot of times, you know, when I look in food that I buy from the grocery store, a lot of sodium sometimes in things. So we're not going to be seeing that in fruits and veggies and things that aren't preserved.
Right. And that's the beauty of these classes, too, is for somebody who's doing a lot of gardening and they have a massive amount, I know, come later in the summer here, we had a big boom of cucumbers last year, and all these people didn't know what to do with them. They're like, what do I do with all these cucumbers? And creating your own pickles, you know exactly how much salt you're adding. Or else if you're making jam from home, you can control how much sugar is going into that, as opposed to stuff you're buying in the grocery store, where it probably has a little bit more than what you bargained for.
Yes, definitely. So I know that with Extension, we're kind of now talking about farmers markets and having your own gardens at home, and I know you do have a Master Gardeners program. So of the people that you work with and that come to your workshops, do a majority of them have their own gardens at home and are already trying to eat locally?
Sure, we kind of have a mix. So we're hoping that, I'm talking with our horticulture educator right now, and even getting people who don't have gardens starting gardening, kind of a gardening 101 type of classes that we're hoping to get going here this summer. But yeah, that's just it. I have about half and half. I've had some groups where there's a lot of people who do home gardens, and I've had some groups where absolutely none of them do it. And a lot of it has to do with knowledge, is we're not aware of how we can grow our own. And we're actually doing a lot of youth programming this summer, focusing on that, having youth learn how they can grow their own foods. And we're working with the summer lunch program in Hillsboro this summer with our Eat Local initiative, and they're actually going to be growing their own foods. And then I'm coming in at the end, and we're going to prepare a meal using the food they've grown.
Well, sounds great. A wonderful program. And Lisa, I guess it'd be good for you to remind us again the months that this Eat Local initiative is taking place and where folks can go for more information.
Sure. We're running this whole Eat Local program from beginning of here in May until the end of September, probably early October, depending on how the weather holds out on us. But yeah, you'll be able to catch us hopefully at farmers markets throughout the summer. But if you want to find out about local programming, we will be sending out a newsletter pretty soon here. But otherwise, all of our programming that is currently on our website, you go to web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM, or else you can always visit us. We do have a Facebook page that was started dedicated specifically to this Eat Local challenge. So if you go in and look for Eat Local for CJMM, you should be able to find it that way as well. So we are encouraging people to go there. And, of course, our blog is on our website as well for this Eat Local challenge. And always feel free to call the office here in Hillsboro, and we're happy to answer questions about it. And if you're looking for recipes, got a preservation question, got a growing question, we're always here to answer it. And that number is 217-532-3941.
Lisa Peterson, nutrition and wellness educator for U of I Extension. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.